Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Williams has time. Downfield. Intercepted. Wiggins steps in front. And the Ravens come up with the big play defensively.
What was your read on the interception?
It was a good read.
And what was your vantage point on the interception that Caleb threw there?
Just in my mind, there might have been another option that we could have gotten to.
About that. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That was Iron Eagle J.J. Watt. Poor J.J. Watt just saying, oh no, during a lot of the broadcast. Shades of Tony Romo there, but J.J. saying what we were all thinking at the time. And then you heard Caleb Williams talk about the interception versus what Ben Johnson had to say. It is my belief that Kyle Manongai was open in the flat on that interception. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
The thing about the oh no with J.J. Watt is that he was very excited when he saw a good football play. But the oh no, that signifies a bad play was made. Whoever was doing it, right?
It was the goal to go at the end of the game where
DJ Moore.
As I reached for my notebook, that was the quarterback sneak. But here's my issue with that. Shouldn't you be able to run a quarterback sneak?
Yes.
Yes.
Like that, it was like, oh, that was a really bad idea. Wait a second. How much money did you just spend on guard, center, guard? The hell are we talking about?
Guys, do we remember?
Was he trying to run behind guard, center, guard? Or was he over here, maybe a little outside of his lane where he's supposed to run?
It was, the angle was bad.
Yeah, it was.
The angle was bad. The go-around was bad.
Guys, I gotta jam this in here. The earlier,
well, unlike the quarterback sneak.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I left it all open for you guys.
Go ahead.
But earlier this year, I can't think of the team it was against, so shame on me. But there was a 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1 situation earlier this year. Caleb trying to run behind the interior,
yes,
and he missed it back to back. And so I was all for Ben Johnson saying, okay, we figured some things out. Go ahead, QB sneak. Now, you can argue it was a bad play call, too, because no matter what, that keeps the clock moving. If you fail on it, the clock is going to move.
The clock management by a head coach was not good yesterday.
Right. So that you could, like, I will hear the people who say that's a bad play call, but I will always say if you are worth your life on the offensive line and as a quarterback like Caleb Williams, who has told us how he's a big guy, he is thicker than most quarterbacks. He should be able to get through that line. So that is what I would say. Like, you have to be able to get 1 yard from that interior.
I just think there are signs. I said this earlier during the week when the Bears themselves talked about the importance of being able to score touchdowns,
yes,
in football games. I say that tongue in cheek, but you know what I'm trying to say. The red zone needs to be able to yield touchdowns. That is the sign of a healthy offense. Thusly, you should also be able to run a quarterback sneak because that's a sign of a healthy offense. Like, you should have short yardage plays that work. There should be some things where sheer forward momentum and falling forward gets you yards. Like, any functioning offense in the league should have that, especially when we're, yes, they spend a lot of money on both the offensive and the defensive lines. You know, the other part of this that we haven't said was how bad the defense was for the Ravens going into the game.
Yes.
32nd in scoring. That's last.
That's why I changed 30th. My pick.
30th in opposing quarterback rating. That means Caleb Williams should have been able to wreck shop. 26th against the run. Even with a banged up DeAndre Swift, there's a reason the Bears wanted to run Kyle Manungai more. 28th against the pass. That means that your other route should have been cooking too. Sideline, post, dig, whatever else, not just over the middle. Tied for last in sacks. And that's something we did see. But theoretically, that means you should have more time to look at what you need to throw the ball. You should be able to make better reads. Now, I'm not saying it always works that way, but the odds were in your favor overwhelmingly. Add to that the fact that Lamar Jackson wasn't playing, and a 1-5 team that you should have been able to step on the throat a little bit, knowing that they also had a Thursday game coming up, and I'm sure that was on their minds too.
The Bears' last drive was, even though it was probably going to be meaningless, even if they had gotten into the end zone, it already felt like the game was over. It was a microcosm of the disorganization this team has had when they are in the deep red zone as they were, because we didn't even talk about. And I think that it's a great play that DJ Moore makes on the 42-yarder. Grabs it with one hand and then secures it, gets it down there, doesn't go out of bounds. I think he thought he was going to score. I'd be anxious to hear from DJ Moore, and I will certainly ask him when I see him in the locker room later on. But you had J.J. Watt losing his mind at that moment, too.
Agreed.
Get out of bounds. Get out of bounds.
Oh, no.
Get out of bounds.
Yeah,
what's
oh,
in
no.
the box? Like,
what's in the box?
That's what it felt like, because he did it two times. He did a get out of bounds, and then he does a get out of bounds. It was really interesting to hear him throughout that. But that is, even though you're not going to win the game, that is a microcosm of it all because of the disorganization by the players in that moment, and maybe even Ben Johnson.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody as you're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips.
The thing that kills me is that if you look at the overall like total stats, I mean, the Bears, they outgained the Ravens 372-355. As far as third down efficiency, 6-for-13, which isn't great, but it's not terrible. They're 46.2%. The Ravens, just 4-for-10.
They 40%. Didn't have to be. They
but they weren't out here. They weren't out here hanging out on third down. That's the thing. You don't have to get the third down on your drives.
And they scored points.
Yes.
What a concept. Also, can I just say this? Did anybody think Cairo Santos was going to make the 58-yarder? Because I did not.
The hurricane kick?
We got Braden Aubrey out here trying to nail 70, and the new ball has definitely added some length to everybody's kicks, except here. Except here.
Layla, I told you guys, death drive. I had three death drives in this. I already gave you my number one
three
death drive.
Three death drives.
So here, you just gave me a perfect excuse to give death drive three. Number three. Death drive.
Number three.
Wisconsin death trap. It was 10-6. Ravens late in the second. Caleb Williams with a sick 20. He took the space, runs it 22 yards, but then an intentional grounding, a loss of down, a loss of yards, and a loss of a timeout, and then hurricane time. Come on, Cairo, get out here, get out here, get out. 5-4-3, 58-yard field goal miss. Death drive three. You'll have to wait for number two. It's coming soon.
Absolutely no one who has followed the Bears for any reasonable amount of time thought that Cairo Santos was going to make a 58-yard field goal, not in a dome.
I mean, you have to try. Like, I get
it.
That's the right decision.
Agreed. But it didn't have to be a 58-yarder,
as
Mark's point.
I was just sitting there, and I'm like, nah, I'll believe it when I see it.
I thought maybe with all the adrenaline, like, coming out there.
It was short, like, 4 yards.
Yeah, it wasn't like it hit the post or anything.
This was like me hoisting a three. Like, it was just nowhere near.
If they had someone back there, he could have run it back.
When the ball is short.
That would have been a good idea, actually.
58 yards probably made it, what, 54 yards or so?
I'm thinking more like 53 yards.
53, yeah, and the ball's short. 53. In my head, I'm like, aw, because it's like right on target. I feel bad for that football.
It was right down the middle.
The football's just a baby.
The football's just a baby.
It's just a baby.
It's like it ran out of gas.
We needed a grown man football to do grown man things in that situation.
You know what? We needed somebody to step up on the Bears and be a grown man. And unfortunately, like typically it would be DeAndre Swift. Like we saw that, of course, in the last game. But we knew that he was banged up. We knew it. Like everybody talked about it during the week. It was a similar injury report to what we saw earlier. Let's go back and listen to I think it's important to discuss that. So we talked about the sequence with Cairo Santos and the missed field goal before halftime. Let's hear from Ben Johnson as to what he had to say about it.
You were at the end of the first half with the intentional grounding, and then you guys had to kind of scramble to get the kick off there.
I thought we had a chance there for points before half. We had a good opportunity to do that, and the intentional grounding certainly didn't help. And so now we're in a position third and long with no timeouts where we know if it's a clock running and we're short of the line to gain that we'll need to get our hurricane unit out there, our field goal team out there real quick. So I thought the execution of all that was nice, but that's a really long field goal. And so it's a low percentage deal, something that we would like to avoid. So that intentional grounding certainly hurt us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's my issue, though, is he's right. That is a low percentage deal. You try it because that's your job and that's what you do. But it's everything leading up to it. Like for everybody who points out pass interference on DeAndre Hopkins doesn't get called, or Joe Tooney's offside or false start penalty was a trash penalty. The issue is they put themselves in the situations where we're having to talk about this stuff because you're not doing the simple things. You're not throwing the simple routes. You're not executing on a 1-yard quarterback sneak. Yeah, that's the problem for me. It's just what you said, Mark, the intentional grounding and everything that led to everything. I talk about one loss not beating you twice. You can't have it happen in a game where you're constantly going backwards and putting yourself into these positions.
Yeah, and the bigger thing for me is the way the first half ended and the way the game ended, frankly, where you have the DJ Moore. That drive, that's one of your death drives, right?
Well, no, that was...
That's not even one of your
death
drives.
Believe it or not, it's not a death drive because ultimately it was probably inconsequential. The Bears, even if they had scored their...
Onside kick, get it back,
yes,
Hail Mary.
There is a chance.
Are we to the level of the video game of onside kick yet?
Yeah, I hate the onside kick. I hope they go to 4th and 18.
I would have liked to have seen the Bears have that opportunity, but let's be real here.
So my thing is this, that drive, to me, epitomizes what the Bears offense is this season. You get the big, beautiful scrambling play for the one-handed catch for DJ Moore, get all the way down inside the 5, and then, of course, you don't come up with a touchdown. That is the Bears offense in a nutshell. We can be beautiful, we can do big things, but don't expect us to pay it off big at the end.
Well, the sexy is great, but if you're not doing the simple stuff, like if you're not... It's like cooking a meal. Like somehow you know how to make duck confit, but you don't do peanut butter and jelly. Yeah, like you need both.
Wow.
Have you been to fancy foods?
Yeah, I like that. The duck confit, I wasn't ready for that. But
yeah.
But that's kind of my point. Like I love the I love the try to be Superman plays, but not when they result in intentional grounding and interceptions that are easily right over the middle. Like, I shouldn't be able to see it coming. Yeah, that's my issue. And I hate to say this, but it's just, this is a crucial month where we can't be as patient when you see the rest of the league and how other quarterbacks who were drafted at the same time are excelling. This is going to be cyclical. It is not linear progress. I'm aware of that. But when you're seeing the same mistakes being made, that's when I have an issue. And for whatever reason, it bothered me that Caleb Williams said that that was an issue with Colston Loveland on the hot read on the intentional grounding. And I don't really know why it bothered me, but at some point you also have to say that's on me. Like, my job is to also read the field. And I feel like he's done that. He's done that. He's talked about it last week. I've got to be better. I know I can be. I'm not trying to take that away from him. But in those moments, like, that's a rookie. You know, he's out there. Is there a better way to address it?
I think I was okay with it because guess what? Ben Johnson does the same thing to Caleb Williams.
But that's the head coach, and that's the quarterback.
I understand,
that's different.
But how many head coaches do you actually hear getting that specific? I mean, we know the predecessors around here didn't. It's a pretty unique thing with a star quarterback, like, or it's star in the making, hopefully, to be that open. And Ben Johnson has been hard in public on him, so, which I don't have a problem with. I mean, it benefits us, and I think it probably benefits the Bears. So because of what you said, Layla, because Caleb has had culpability for his mistakes this year, in a lot of cases, I thought that was okay. I did not have a problem with him calling out his rookie tight end.
I'll never have a problem with someone telling me the truth as they see it, because that's all I ask for, is be authentic, let us know. And if you want to be discreet and not tell us everything, that's one thing. But if you are going to speak on something, just tell us the truth.
Ben Johnson also talked about the final three plays of the game at the goal line, the oh no from J.J. Watt. So let's listen to that.
Any sense of what happened on the last three plays of the game? Obviously, you get down there, it's a desperate situation, but you've got a completion short of the goal line, a quarterback sneak, and then a fourth down play.
Yeah, I don't like my call on the quarterback sneak. I could have gotten to something better there. We have plays set up to go tempo down there, and I probably didn't do a good enough job in that department.
I don't know, man. I feel like you should be able to run the sneak okay.
Well, they did not execute the sneak. So maybe what he's saying, and this is kind of something I've been alluding to, is I think Ben Johnson, halfway through a season, is getting to the point where he understands very well what guys can and cannot do and how much of a chance he's taking and calling certain plays. I think with that play specifically, I think he's understanding we just don't run that well enough for me to call it in that money, have to have it situation. There's other stuff he probably has that he was probably holding for a later date that he was like, I don't want to put this on film for anybody else to be able to stop.
I think that's my issue too, is what can you run when you know you need something?
Right.
What can you go to? What do you know this team does well? Anyone?
I think they do some things well, and I think that's been shown against lesser competition. And I know they face their second straight one-win team when we talk about the Saints and the Ravens, but the Saints and the Ravens are not the same team.
Yeah, I guess if you're, what do the Bears do well? I mean, nothing really stands out in terms of a bread, unless you want to say Rome Odunze. Like, there's been some nice chemistry with Rome Odunze.
DJ Moore over Rome Odunze. I know that the chemistry has not been the same with those two players, but at least you know if you put the ball in DJ Moore's hands, whether it's in space or in traffic, he is going to go forward.
So they do DJ Moore well? I think that's a different topic.
I don't necessarily know. There's nobody consistent. And sometimes that's a good thing, too, because then you're saying, oh, well, everybody's getting the ball. But the one thing the head coach told you that he wanted to improve on, they didn't do. And to me, that's got to be issue number one. And people are like, 219 is like, they can move the ball. They just need to figure out the red zone. That's the difference between the winning and losing teams in the National Football League.
Sure is.
Like, that's the point.
Which does bring me to death drive number. Do I have time for my last death drive?
You're saying we got a break.
Okay.
Also, people are saying death drive is a bad movie coming up. Like, it's at a theater.
That's a real thing?
I prefer to think of it as a heavy
metal
band.
Mark, I thought that was Mark Grody trademark, but apparently it exists.
No, are you serious? Are making the joke. Oh, that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, no, I think it sounds like a heavy metal band. Death Drive.
Mark Grody stars in Death Drive.
Well, guess what?
Mark Grody talks Caleb Williams.
You're starring in our next segment. We're taking calls. 312-644-6767. It's your turn. Let's do it next on Rahimi Harris and Grody on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.